Proclamation number 3449 of 27th of February, 1945. Indestructibility of that which is to act as a force. Take this and write it deeply in your memory. No power in the world is able to assert itself if its aim is to render the divine expression of strength ineffective, for the spiritual, which stays close to earth in an immature state and is still opposed to God, gives up its resistance the moment it is touched by divine strength and completely submits to God's will, so that even there the effectiveness of that strength can still be ascertained where the spiritual, which is opposed to God, apparently has the upper hand. Thus no opposing power can measure up to God's power, which means that God's power will always penetrate, even if this seems impossible. The more highly developed the human being is, the more understandable this is to him and the more he trusts in God's omnipotence, which accomplishes everything, because God's power cannot be eternally deprived of its effectiveness. And thus, through this realization, he attains profound faith. A divine expression of strength, once it has taken on form, can never dissolve into nothing. It can only become invisible to the human eye as soon as God has assigned the form the purpose of serving as an envelope for the spiritual striving upwards. Then a constant becoming and passing away can be observed. Then every form dissolves again and again, but in order to continue in another form, so that it helps the spiritual in it to serve, thus to constantly develop higher. But it is different if the divine strength is to become directly effective in the human being and thus expresses itself in a form which is to be a constant source of strength for him. Then this will not require the form to become and pass away but for it to remain as a source of strength, as a vessel from which strength can be drawn at any time and which therefore will not dissolve until God himself withdraws his strength. Until the form has fulfilled its purpose. And this again is determined by God's wisdom and love at its discretion. But God's expression of strength is of such immeasurable value for people that he will truly not withdraw the strength from them at a time when it is extraordinarily urgently needed. Therefore he has provided receptacles everywhere into which his strength inexorably overflows so that it can be taken by anyone who desires it. Only where it remains completely unused will no effect be felt. Nevertheless, the fountain will remain, the vessel which contains the strength will be preserved by invisible forces, for opposing forces cannot penetrate an area which is filled with God's strength. Neither God opposing people nor spiritual forces will find access, however, a ray of light will penetrate the one who desires the strength of God in his desire for truth. And this ray of light will shine for him so that he will also discover the source and be able to refresh himself from it. For it is God's will that what flows forth from him as word is indestructible, offered to people to strengthen them in times of greatest adversity. So that it does not take the course of disintegration which is granted to all earthly matter. For it flows out of the spiritual kingdom, is spiritual strength and aims at the spiritual development of the human being. It is conveyed to earth through the Spirit in the human being who received it from the Father Spirit, and truly nothing will pass away which has its origin in God and which is intended to lead people back to God who are still weak in spirit and no longer recognize God. Truly nothing will pass away which guides God's infinite love to earth in order to gain his children through it and make them eternally blissful. Amen.